We're in Simen Kuf Samach Ches. We're up to Siv Tezayin, and we're going to be doing Tezayin and Yudzayin. We'll be finishing the Simen. So, again, we have the basic rule that there's a pas and a tavshil. Pas is bread or a loaf. Within pas, we have a loaf which is bread and a loaf which is cake. If it's made for kviya suda, it's pas gomer and it's brachas hamotzi. If it's made for a snack like cake, there you make a mazonis unless you're kaveya suda on it. Whereas something that's not a loaf, something we would call a dish, its bracha is mazonis all the time, even if you are kaveya suda on it. So in Siv Tezayin, nama dehindaka. What is this? V'hu lechem sha'ofin b'shpud. This is a bread that is baked on a spit, a skewer. It's held over the fire. U'moshkin also b'shemen o me'beitzim, and you either put oil or egg over it. That's one case. V'chein lechem o'osui l'kutach. The bread that they used to make for the sake of going moldy, and they would put it into some kind of yogurt to help ferment it even further. Kutach was a standard kind of a dip, and it was very sharp, and it was made by allowing allowing mei cholav, the water that drips off the cheese. They would have that ferment by way of putting moldy bread into it. So how did they bake the bread that would go moldy easily? Shein ofen also batanri, it was never really baked, ela bachama, it was dried in the sun. And as a result of it, the bacteria had a heyday, it wasn't totally killed, and it would really grow very quickly. So what's the halach in both of these things? The nama dehindaka as well as lechem also lakutach. Mavarachal of borei mine mazonis, the bracha on both of them is mazonis, meaning they are not considered pas. Now, what's pshat in that? So first, the nama dehindaka, the lashon here is lechem sha'ofin. It sounds like you're toasting bread. Mishnah Berurah says it means dough that you're baking. The case is you don't bake it in an oven. You bake it by putting it on some kind of a grate or sticking something into it and holding it over the fire, and that's the way it bakes. So it does not have the tsura of bread at all, and therefore it's considered a dish. The second case is bread that is dried by the sun. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings the Tur Shita that the sun that bakes something very well, if it has a tsura of pas, if it mamish looks like a bread, just instead of using the heat of an oven, you use the intense heat of the sun, that would certainly be pas. The Mishnah Berurah is only choshish for it in the case of kava. Meaning, if you just eat it, we would not call it pas gomer for one to be choshish that the rabbanon were mechayev you to bench even after a kazayas. However, if you're going to be koveya suda on it, where if it's bread, then you're chayev to bench midaraisa, there the Mishnah Berurah was choshish that if you plan on eating so much of this lechem also lekutach, that it'll be kviya suda, then make sure to wash on something else first so that you'll be able to say amotzi and bench. Siv Yud Zayin, pashtida. Pashtida is some kind of knish. Hanefa batanur bebasar o bedogin. So it's a pastry that is filled with meat or fish, o begvina, or cheese. Mavarach alav hamotzi ubirkas hamazon. This is considered pas gomer. Now, what happened to the old halacha that something that is filled is pas kisnin? That was referring to something which was filled with the things that you have as a snack. It was filled with something sweet, it was filled with fruit. Whereas when you fill something with meat, with fish, with cheese, that's your meal. Tosas uses the lashon. This is your bread and your meal all in one. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that there are really two kinds, and it really depends on the size and the shape. He says that if you're dealing with large ones, they are definitely made for kviya suda, they are the essence of the meal, and they are there for hamotzi. Whereas if you make small ones, they're there as an appetizer or as a snack, and those would be mazonis. So basically what he says is that if you have these small knishes that are filled with chopped meat, they are not considered pas gomer. They are considered mazonis. They're like pas kisnin, though, because they're baked in the oven and they're not especially moist. They're quite dry. They're stiff. And we would consider that a cake. Unless you eat enough for kviya suda, you would make a mazonis on it. Whereas when you're talking about a big one that was actually made to be served as the meal itself, the halacha is that although it's filled, the filling is your meal, and that would therefore be hamotzi. So for example, if someone would make a pizza for the sake of lunch, there would be no question about it if it was made for the sake of a meal, then it's considered pasgomer. If it's made as a snack, then it would depend on how much of it you eat. If you eat enough for kviya suda, then it's amotzi. If not, it is mazonis. But if it's made actually as the meal itself, then we would consider it pas gomer. It is actually the pas, the bread with the filling. Says the Ramona, Hagav v'dafka sha'ofel betanur b'lomashka. This is talking about a knish that is baked. Avlim ofel b'machvas b'mashka. What if you fried it? Ein levaruch olav ve'ein lo'ochlo rak toch asudu k'moshin izbar. This is a stiff dough that was fried, where we previously learned that the Machaber tells you that because of Rabbeinu Tam's shita in challah and his shita, that anything that's chayv b'challah is pas gomer. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah disagreed and said that we go by what it was actually done to it, even though it was chayv b'challah, but once it's fried, it's not amotzi. Misafik, the Machaber said that a Yerei Shemayim should only have a toch asuda. The Ramadar said that our minig is lahakel, we consider it a cake. We consider it a dish. And you would make mazonis no matter what. But you see from here very clearly that the Rama is moda, that a bal nefesh should be machmir and only have that in the middle of a meal. So basically, we've just concluded the halachas of pas gomer, pas kisnin, and a maisa kedera, where a loaf that is something that has been baked and it's quite stiff, that has the halacha of pas gomer if it is not sweet or brittle. In the case of something that is sweet, filled, brittle, or obviously not made for kviya suda, that is pas kisnin, you make a mazonis on it unless you were kaveya suda. And something that was boiled, fried, it's especially moist or flimsy, we would call that a dish, and that you make a mazonis on regardless of how much you eat.